Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear listeners, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia from Daughter of Zion World Ministries, bringing you the Word of God. And this morning, our word is saying that, are you a fruit bearer or a fruit eater? And we have a word from John 15, verses 1 to 2. And Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Hallelujah. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so it may grow more. Thank you, Lord, this morning for your people listening and for my life. I submit my body and my soul unto your hand. Let your Holy Spirit come, O Lord, this place. And to wherever they are listening, whoever needs this word, let this word be an impartation to your people positively. Let there be a revelation mind that those who listen to understand you more and do your word as you have commanded us to do this morning. I thank you, listeners of the Daughter of Zion World Ministries, and my name once again is Ruth Nabia. Thank you. And as I said earlier, our word this morning says that, are you a fruit bearer or a fruit eater? And our main word is coming from the letter of John, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. That is where we have the word of God coming from. And Jesus says, the Lord, my Father, is a vine dresser, and I am the vine. And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, the Lord prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. Are you a fruit bearer or a fruit eater? And how do you become a fruit bearer? The answer is by loving God, thy Father, and which is the first commandment, and loving your neighbor as yourself. If you do this too, which Jesus Christ himself gave us, then the two commandments takes all the Ten Commandments. You don't need to go back to the Ten Commandments because these two commandments have swallowed up all. If you love God, you will not do anything that Moses wrote down according to God in the Ten Commandments. The love of God brings the fear of God in the heart of the people of God. If you love God as Jesus has commanded us, you automatically have the fear of God in your heart so that you can bear more fruit, because the Lord hates people who are not productive. God loves productive people. That's what it's clearly written here in John 15:1-3, that says that God will surely cut off people who are not productive. You could be a preacher, a seller, a cleaner, a washer, whatever small thing that the Lord has purposed you to do. You have to do it with the love of God and with the fear of God in you, in which way you become fruitful. And when you do not practice sin, according to the commandment of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, you shall divinely break through. Yes, whatever little thing your hand is finding to do, if you do it with the love of God abiding in your heart, you will bear fruit in all you do. You will have divine access in all you do, because the Spirit that is holy is abiding in you, will tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to go, and where not to go. The Holy Ghost will be your director. Yes, the Lord will bless you. If you are working for someone, are you doing it with your heart? Are you doing it haphazardly because it is not your own company, it is not yours? Are you stealing? Are you corrupting because it is not yours? If you do whatever thing you do in your heart, if you find yourself in your own business, maybe someone will also do it to you. It doesn't bring glory to the Lord. Yes. Even if you are working for someone's company, you need to be faithful. You need to be careful to do the right thing if you have the fear of God in you, because of the fear of God. Yes, you, if you love God then and your neighbor, you and as Christ have loved you, you will be content not to practice corruption, because it will bring sin into your soul. Do whatever God asks you or God has purposed you for, and not that you may find or you may wish. Do according to the will of God. Love God, your God, as your only Father and as the only God, and your neighbor as yourself. Because if you do this too, you will prosper. And that is what John is saying. If you look at the deeper revelation of it, that is what God tells us, or that is the meaning of what God is saying, that if we are fruitful, he will prune us so we will bear more fruit. Yes. The glory of the Lord comes upon people who love him. Now, if you really love God, you will fear to curse your neighbor. Yes, you will fear to say wrong words or curse words to your nation. You will love blessings so that blessings will come to all you do. Yes, you will use your gifts according to the will of God and not what you wish. Now, what your Father says about you, your destiny gets released fully to you because you have submitted humility in humility to the Lord of hosts, most mighty and most and the supplier of your needs. That is, if you love God, if you decide that if you love God, automatically you have the fear of God. And when the fear of God comes upon you in your heart, you know that everything you are doing, you're doing because of God. And so you will not steal, you will not do adultery, you will not do a lot of things according to the Ten Commandments. The love of God has taken all the commandments inside it. So Jesus is saying here, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you will bear much fruit, and I have given you my love. And I want to read the whole verse of chapter 15, John chapter 15, verses 1, and I'm going to read through to 7 or 8. And it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it shall be given to you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Thank you, Lord. And that was the word coming from John chapter 15, verses 1 through to 10. That is the word of God to you. And it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. And what is the commandment of Jesus Christ? He says, love God with all your heart and with all your might. Love him as your only Father and the only God. And love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you do this too, then the Ten Commandments is inside this word. The Ten Commandments comes inside this two commandments of Jesus Christ, the greater shepherd. He gave us two simple commandments, but as simple as they may look, it is greater. The weight of these two commandments outweighs. It has everything in it. It has all the Ten Commandments inside it. If you love God, you have the fear of God. And when you begin to fear God, you do the right thing. When you are working for someone, you do it with your heart because you love God and you fear him. You will not practice corruption because the fear of God is upon your heart. And you do the things according to the law so he may prosper you. because he has stated here that without me, you can do nothing, and you can only prosper if you show me that you love me. Yes, this is the word of God coming to you this morning, and we are saying, are you a fruit bearer or a fruit eater? Are you wasting resources, or you are making up what God has given to you? You are making up or trying to do something that the Lord has supposed you to. Are you being selfish, corrupted mind, or you are corrupting your nation? Or you are loving your neighbor by contributing to your community or to a brother's life, by impacting positivity to your children? How are you going to be a fruit bearer? And that is a commandment that came from John, the letter of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. If you read it again, the Lord will show you what it means. It's a greater index. The love of God, the true great commandment of Jesus Christ, according to the New Testament, is telling us that if you love God, everything shall be upon you. If you love God, you don't need to go back reading the Ten Commandments, because you know the Ten Commandments. It comes inside this love of God. Yes, you find the Ten Commandments inside what Jesus said. Because if you love God, you will not steal. You will not have any other God. You respect the Sabbath day. You will do everything that he has said. You will not bear false witness. And this will make you fruitful. It will make you fruitful in all you do. You will not hate someone's blessing. You will not be envious of God blessing a brother, but you will glory. You will rejoice with them, so that that blessing will come upon you, or your own blessing will be released. What are you today? Are you a fruit bearer, or you are eating fruit that does not belong to you, or you are wasting people's suffered, planted seeds that you are harvesting in the wrong way and you are not replanting? The Lord is asking you this morning, are you a fruit bearer? A fruit bearer means a lot. Are you bearing fruit in the field you are in? Are you making it? Is that your right field you are in? If you are seamstress, are you doing the right thing, or you are beating around the bush? Are you doing things that does not bring glory to God? Are you stealing? Are you doing so many things that will not bring prosperity to you and your family? And the word of God this morning is asking you, ask yourself and look at the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, which Jesus keeps saying that those who are fruitless, I cut them off. And those who do not love me, they don't do my word. And those who don't do my word, they cannot prosper. It is the word of God to you this morning. If you love God, you bear more fruit. You cannot be fruitful when you spend all your last dollar on a shoe for yourself, when your own children's school fees has not been paid or they are not eating. Ask yourself, are you helping them, or you are bringing a negative impact onto your children? Are you making God's word your priority, or you are going onto your own knowledge? Those who trust in their own wisdom, they do not last. But those whose trust are fixed on the Lord, they prosper and they do well. They are like a seed planted in waters. They never run dry. They will flourish. They are like Mount Zion that never moves. They are fixed because their shield and their love is in the rock of ages. And the rock is Jesus Christ. He says, love my Father and abide in me, for I am the vine and you are the vine branch. Therefore, you cannot bear fruit. Besides me, you can do nothing. Jesus is the only solution in our time of trouble, in our time of downturn, in our time. Let us be truthful, honestly, honesty, and the fear of God, so that together we can rise up again, being blessed and blessing each other. Lo makando ya satanaya. So that together we shall bring out what we used to have. So that together, when the fear of God is in you, you will not do certain things and call it legal. Yes, they are not legal. The Lord is saying, if you love me and you know my word, and my word is abiding in your heart, you will be very careful to do the things that do not please God. You will be very careful to step, to even speak, because we love God, and the love brings the fear of God. If you love somebody in our own natural sense, if you love your wife or your brother, you are very careful. You don't want to hurt him. You follow his commandment. You follow whatever your brother does not like. you will not do it to hurt the person's feelings. How much more God, he is telling you this morning that if you love me, you obey my word to do it. If you love me, you obey my commandments. And the Lord will increase you favorably if you love him. You will thrive in all you do. That is the promise of the blessings according to the commandment. He will pour down rain on you and your generation because you have the love of God and the fear of God abiding in you. You know the word of God. The love of God will actually push you to even learn the word of God. If you haven't had Christ totally, if you have not given your life totally to Christ, it is not too late. The Lord still loves you. And he's waiting to open the door for you if you return back home. He is waiting to celebrate your return. Give your life to Jesus this day in which you have made. And your life will be glorious unto the name of the Lord. For he is the uplifter of our life. He will bless you. He will give you the ideas that will help your nation, your community. You will be the breakthrough and the wise woman or man, giving ideas to your government, giving ideas to your young children, giving ideas and wisdom, invention. The Holy Spirit will guide you and you will do above, exceedingly, beyond imagination. You will excel. You will be favored. You will be recognized. Even if it's a business that you are doing, you will be favored. You will be chosen among the few. You will thrive as Jacob tried before the angel and man. You will thrive. You will thrive. You will thrive, you will do well, you will recover, you will be blessed beyond glory, you will be blessed beyond measure because you are a son or a daughter of God. Change your ways into God's way. Those who lean on God are like Mount Zion. They will never be moved. They will never be moved. Those who have tried and tested him testifies every day because God is their rock, is their rock. Let God be your rock this morning, wherever you are. Let the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah, the Lord, our supplier, let him be your rock, and you will see his glory. You will do well, and you will exceed well in his name. Stay tuned as we come back with this single.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Yes, oh happy day when Jesus washed our sins away. And you are welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. And this is Daughter of Zion World Ministry. We are also called DZWM Foundation. And you can have us on www.dzwm.org. That is our website. And all other website links are on that website. You can find and follow us and be a blessing to this ministry. And I have a word coming from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 11 through to 15. And I read, "And the Lord will grant you plenty of good in the fruit of your body, and increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your father to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall never borrow." Hallelujah. "And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. You shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods or to serve them." Hallelujah. "But it shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Thank God for the word this morning. And my second word came from Deuteronomy 28, and I read from verses 11 through to verses 15. And that is the word, the promise of God, and its outcome to you, dear brethren listening to us on Daughter of Zion World Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. This is the word of God. Are you a fruit bearer or a fruit eater or a fruit wister? What are you? Which are you? Ask yourself this morning, are you obeying the word of God to do it so that it may bring increase to you? He says, those who love me and obey my word, they will have plenty to eat. They will never borrow. You will be the head and not beneath. You shall be above your foes. You shall be the head. You will never borrow. You will lend to many nations. You will bless many. Oil will never lack in your house. Among the few shall you be chosen, because the favor of the Lord has come upon you. Because you love God, he will automatically come upon you. He will visit those. He visits those who love them, who love him diligently and faithfully. The Lord observes everyone's ways, and he gives way and visit to people who love him, who are called by according to his purpose. He will visit you and change your life if you love him, so that you may bear fruit according to the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a fruit bearer this morning? We are asking again, according to the word of God, are you a fruit bearer? Because the vine dresser will automatically cut those who don't bear fruit. It will cut a branch that doesn't bear fruit at all, to cut it off, and it will bless the branches that bear fruit. So which one are you? How are you impacting the world at this era where we have hunger going on in all parts of Africa and other places of the world, that children have no voice and women have no voice? How fruitful are you? What step have you taken to bring back the economy into a good shape? What step are you taking? Are you biting and killing people? Are you killing innocent souls? Are you doing things that does not bring glory to the Lord? Today, if you are listening to me on this blog talk radio, give your life to God. Love God. Love supersedes everything. When you love God, he says, love my Father as yourself with all your might and your strength. That is the first commandment I give you according to the word of God that Jesus gave. If you love God, you will not kill, you will not steal, you will not have any other gods. You will not serve man-made images. But you will live under the grace and the fear of God. You will not bear false witness. You will not do things that do not bring glory to your nation, to your community, or to your brother, or to your sister in Christ. You will work together as one body, many parts, as one body, to the glory of our Lord, bringing blessing and goodness and prosperity to each other. We will help each other if we love ourselves. We will not stand against someone's blessings. Some people are just imbued with envy because they don't have the fear of God in them. They do not. They can't just stand to see a brethren being blessed. Someone's blessing is their dying. It kills them in their heart. They will laugh with you, laughing with you, but they don't love you because they don't want to see you being blessed. They want to see you being begging, but the Lord does not say that according to you. This morning I declare that you will not be moved by the words of the evil one, but you will be moved by the word of God that says that he is with you to defend you, and he will bless you if you love him this morning. Let the word come into your heart and abode with you, that you may see the goodness of the Lord all the days of your life. And now I want to pray for the world this morning. I pray for every child, woman, or man who are suffering in torture, being kidnapped somewhere that no one hears them. If you hear me this morning, the Lord says he is with you to comfort you. Father, I pray that you comfort the children who need you most, who need your help, who just need your word, who need to speak, who need to come out from some cage somewhere in the part of the world. Father, I pray for our children, our women, being tortured and going through pain wherever they are. May your hand extend Lord, have mercy this morning. Have mercy on your people. Have mercy upon the kings and queens on the land and of the world. Have mercy, grant us wisdom, counsel, knowledge and understanding between ourselves, O Lord, that together at this age we shall bring together unity and prosperity, working together in one accord to your name and to your glory. Not unto us, O Lord, but unto your name be the glory, O God. Glorify your name as you have glorified it before. Increase us, O God. Increase your people, O God. Increase us. Increase us, O God, in the name of Jesus. I counsel every plan of the enemy against your life this morning. Wherever you may be, may the hand of God stretch upon you, and every plan of the enemy be counseled in the name of Jesus. I declare every sickness null and void with the blood of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare the fire of God to be your surrounding, to surround and protect and preserve your life to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you are above and not beneath. You will lend to many and not borrow. Oil will never lack in your house because you are the righteous of God, because you have decided to follow Jesus today, because you have decided to love God with all your heart. And may the Holy Spirit give you understanding of the commandment of Jesus Christ that says that love God with all thyself and thy might, and love your neighbor as yourself, and you shall be fruitful. This morning, I pray that you be fruitful to your community, wherever you are, whichever country you are, whichever place you are. Oh God, may your understanding, may you grant them the wisdom and the spirit of revelation unto your people's heart, to those who are listening to us, oh God, and following and helping us. May you grant them increase and bless them, oh God, and those who are praying with us one way or the other. May you bless them, oh God, also in the name of Jesus. I declare you favored above all. I declare you blessed beyond glory in the name of Jesus. I thank you. And this has been Ruth Nabia from Daughter of Zion. Once again, you can follow us at www.dzwm.org. And when you get on our website, we have the media. And the media have a lot of other website links on it. We have worldtv.com/rnvisiontv on that website. We have Blog Talk Radio link on that website. We have DZM TV link on there. And your suggestions and your emails are welcome. Support us in every way we can so that we can reach the people who are destined to be helped to the glory of our Lord together as one body in Christ. Amen. You are blessed. See you another time. Bless you.